You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, I'm going to be sharing some life lessons that I have learned from watching The Great British Baking Show. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and today I am recording this podcast for a second time on Facebook because I actually did hit the mute button on my lovely Blue Yeti microphone. And so after I just finished watching the recording, I realized that, great, nobody heard me. But you know what? This goes perfectly with what I'm going to be talking about today. So I'm just going to go do it all over again. So today, as I mentioned in the tease, for those of you who are listening to this on YouTube, or not on YouTube, actually, it is going on YouTube, but you're not going to have the tease. But for those of you listening on Apple Podcasts or Pandora or Player FM, you will have heard my tease. And I'm sharing with you today some life lessons that I have garnered from watching The Great British Baking Show on Netflix. I absolutely adore watching cooking shows on television. That's one of my favorite things to do. And in watching several seasons of this show now, it dawned on me that there really were some lessons that I wanted to be able to share with you, that the successful bakers, they're something that they did, and not necessarily even just the people who were who won each season long, but the ones who actually did make it to the finals, because they would have three people in the finals for each season of the show. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, I'll just give you a quick synopsis of how it works. Is they will they bring in 12 amateur bakers from around the United Kingdom, and sometimes 13. In a couple seasons, they would do the baker's dozen, and they would each have week they would have three challenges that they would have to do. The first one they would call the signature challenge, and this is something that they got to practice at home. The second one was a technical challenge, which would be something that they had no clue what they were going to have to make. And then they would have very sparse instructions on how to make it as well. Like they wouldn't tell you what temperature to turn the oven on or for how long they were supposed to bake something for. And then finally, they would have the showstopper challenge. And this would be something that they would have to come up with some really grand bake that would be a showstopper, that would be really impressive, something that you could put like as a centerpiece on your table if you were having guests over, for instance. So, and in watching all of these shows, I came up with four key lessons that I think that we can apply in life, whether you're a business owner or just someone running a family. I think all of these things that the people who, especially the ones who all of them were terrific. And all of these people, I think just making it that far out of the thousands of people who would apply to be on the show, that the 12 that would get there certainly embody this, but the ones who really did make it all the way to the finale, they really took these principles to heart. So the first life lesson is taking risks. And the judges loved it when people would try new flavor combinations, you know, and come up with something that they'd never seen before or tasted before. And I think that is important. in life, it's important to take risks, to try something new, to be creative, and not just follow the same old that everyone else does. If you want to be able to stand out and to excel in whatever you want to excel at, it, stepping out of your comfort zone, trying something new is a good way to do it. The number two and three life lessons kind of go together. And the one is, I would say, is the ability to not give up when something doesn't go right, or if something doesn't go right, that you don't give up. And this was especially brought home in one of the episodes, because this lovely, lovely young man they were doing a creation with ice cream and cake, I think, or something. And he had put his ice cream in the freezer used a machine to make a fresh ice cream. And he had his in the freezer. Well, one of the other contestants, I guess when she was trying to reach her ice cream, I think she took his out to be able to get at hers and pulled it out. And then unfortunately left it out on the counter. And when he saw that, it was all melted, and he was so disappointed and so frustrated that he just chucked the whole thing in the trash. And then he didn't present anything then for the challenge when he brought up the trash can. It's like, well, the judges couldn't judge him then. And unfortunately, he did get sent home that week, because he didn't even put anything up there. And the judges had said, you know, if you'd brought something up to the table, then at least we could have judged that. And they still had the other two challenges that he had completed to go by to decide whether or not he should stay that week. So showing up, even if you're not at 100%, or even if, you know, when something doesn't quite go your way, don't give up. You've got to try. I mean, this happened to me when I competed in a marathon back at Disney World years ago. And this was when Disney had the full marathon and the half marathon the same day. I made a rookie mistake and I got pulled over, and they said that you couldn't complete the marathon because I was going to be too slow. I would finish after the allotted time, I think they gave you. And I was so mad at myself that I vowed to come back the following year and do it. And I did. And I finished the marathon the following year. Which leads me to the next rule. Next life lesson is to bounce back. You know, not only don't give up, but to be able to bounce back, to be able to not let a bad review derail you, or to not let something happen to just, you know, cause you to just give up, to be able to bounce back. And because, again, what would happen oftentimes in this competition is somebody would maybe not do well with their signature bake, and then they would be able to bounce back with the technical. They could even land in first, even though they had no idea. I mean, a lot of these people were so surprised. They had no clue what they were baking. And then to be able to come up on top was just so pleasing, you know, and such a good feeling. You feel really proud when you're able to do something like that. And so being able to bounce back from adversity, it's so important. And I think I even talked about that on last week's podcast. So if you missed that one, go check it out. And then finally, the last life lesson, that, again, this is one of the attributes that the contestants, especially who made it to the finals, all had, was that they have this ability to just stay calm when things didn't go their right, and they had a positive attitude. They were able to just continue and again, didn't let, you know, any kind of mistakes derail them, stop them. And they kept going, because here's another key thing, is that they loved what they did. They loved baking, and they would cheer on the other contestants and even the finalists who lost. They would be like, oh, you know, that person really deserved it. She deserved it. He deserved it. And that positive attitude is so important in anything that we do, to be able to to have that, to cultivate that, and to just stay calm. And that's really how best that we can, go forward in life, I think, to be able to do that. So let me recap again. So these four life lessons, in case you're tuning in late for some reason, you're catching it. So it's the ability to take risks, try something new, be creative, don't give up when life throws you a curveball, and bounce back. Really do try, just get up again and bounce back and stay calm and have a positive attitude. And when you do that, you can't help but succeed, I think. And of course, also love what you do. Really, really being able to enjoy what you do makes a huge difference. I mean, I'm doing this podcast as something that I love to do. And even when I accidentally hit the mute button on my microphone, I don't let it stop me. I just go ahead and record again, because you know what? I'm human. I make mistakes. And I'm going to maybe put that in my little list of things to do, is to always double check the microphone before I start recording to make sure it's all good. All right. Well, I thank you again for watching, for listening. If you are watching this on YouTube, be sure that you subscribe to my channel. Be sure that you're following me on Facebook, because I record these on Facebook Live every Monday, normally at 11:30 Eastern time, but today I had to do it twice. And of course, you subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you're listening to. I encourage you to do that as well. And until next time, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.